half-born Christians. Now, what are they? Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, a person's either born again or isn't. So what do you mean by a half-born Christian?
Well, I know it's an odd expression. My friend Dr. John Wickham, who is the co-author of the classic book, The Genesis Flood, actually used this expression during an interview with me. He said, "We shouldn't just be producing half-born Christians who compromise the opening chapters of the Bible. We want to produce people who know Genesis to Revelation as the only context for the gospel." When I asked him about half-born Christians, he said, "Well, they're very susceptible to all the spiritual diseases that Satan and our own sin nature make available to us." He added, "Satan will attack us at the weakest places in our armor, and if we're not really solid on the whole Bible, we won't be able to stand." You know, Dr. Wickham's right. Of course, the issue isn't that born-again Christians can lose their salvation. The issue is that they can lose their effectiveness. When we preach the gospel, we need to make sure that we're preaching the Jesus of the Bible, who fulfilled all the promises of the Old Testament. Then we can be sure that new believers who are born again are ready to fight the good fight of faith.
Christ coming to earth 2,000 years ago and how it ties into the truths of the book of Genesis is a key theme of Ken Ham's free booklet, From Creation to Bethlehem. For some fascinating reading, look for the Bethlehem booklet. It's at AnswersRadio.com.